in the world. Here at AM 930, it's always sunny. We always got some good news to pass your way. And like to point out different things that are happening in the community. The Lorain County Historical Society is inviting you to the opening of a new exhibit at the Lorain County History Center. That's on Washington Avenue in Elyria. It's in recognition of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This is the one that granted women the right to vote. It sort of seems simple as that. Maybe it's more really complicated than that. And through the History Center and their exhibit, you might be able to find out things you did not know. And to help us understand a little bit of that is Jackie Kokai from the Lorain County Historical Society. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, let's see. I saw a little bit of a Facebook post, and it looks like they show at least on one part of it for that sort of women's dresses of the era that we think of 100 years ago. But that sort of sets the stage. We see those images of maybe those women protesting or wanting to their congressmen and the representatives to pass this amendment. Talk a little bit about what you've planned, I guess, for this exhibit.
Well, this exhibit tries to cover what was going on in the nation, what was going on in Ohio, what was going on in Lorain County, and it goes way back to the 1850s, before the Civil War even, that there were women throughout America who were interested in the rights of women and, in particular, saw gaining the right to vote as a way and a door to opening participation in a myriad of opportunities, from going to college to getting a law degree or a medical license to running for office, being elected to positions in government that would help them guide the nation.
Giving them the right to vote gave them power to sort of set their own course or things that would affect them. They now had an input into that.
Absolutely. We know that historically women who happened to be daughters of, wives of, mothers of important men in the country who were making big decisions for the country, whether you go to Eleanor Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt's wife, or John Adams' wife, or when he was president, Nancy Reagan, all kinds of women had influence over the men in their lives as far as what should be happening in the interest of the American people and the country as a whole. So getting the right to vote would be very important in being able to have their own say.
On June 16th, 1919, Ohio became the fifth state to ratify the 19th Amendment. Talk a little bit about maybe what you've put in this exhibit related locally to the county or the people here, so we sort of see names or faces, or at least see how it affected this area of the country.
Okay. The 19th Amendment was passed in Ohio, was ratified in Ohio, and it needed 36 states to approve it before it could be added to the Constitution. That finally happened in August of 1920, but because we were the first, among the first group, 1919 is our 100th official anniversary. The women in Lorain County who were part of that go way back. You can see, for example, Lucy Stone, who became a national leader in the suffrage movement, was a graduate of Oberlin College, and she had friends in that area through her college years that she relied upon. She relied upon nationally known people like Susan B. Anthony, but she also relied upon someone named Hannah Marie Connett Tracy Cutler. Long name, but she was married twice. Her first husband died as a result of his abolitionist activities, anti-slavery efforts, when he was attacked and then got pneumonia and died. So she was remarried. But she was from Rochester, Ohio, and she was ahead of Lucy Stone. But when Lucy Stone decided to become an activist for women's rights, Hannah Cutler was one of the people that she reached out to give her advice. So we go way, way back. But then we come all the way up to the fact that we have people like Gail Manning, who is currently serving in the Ohio legislature for us and has been for a number of years. We have Holly Brenda as a mayor in Elyria, our second woman mayor. Marguerite Bowman was our first in Elyria. We have women throughout Lorain County who serve on school boards, who are working as doctors and lawyers and educators, who head up various committees and programs, some of them even involved in national committees or statewide committees. Thelma Adams, who recently passed away, was the first African-American woman in Lorain County to hold a job with the county government. And so we have all kinds of people who've done, women especially, who've done things over the years. By 1924, Lorain County had its first women serving on a grand jury and then on a trial jury. And the trial happened to be a murder trial. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of interesting things.
We were talking this morning with Jackie Kokai from the Lorain County Historical Society, again, coming up on June 15th, which is like a couple of days away, right?
I'm looking right. at June. Yes, thinking, it's this Saturday.
This Saturday, you've got the opening of this exhibit. Talk a little bit about what you planned for this special opening.
Well, our opening will be an open house at the History Center at 284 Washington Avenue from 1 to 3. It's free, open to the public. Come see this exhibit, which is our newest exhibit. And while you're there, take in some of the other exhibits at the History Center. At the same time, the Hickories, just down the street at 509 Washington Avenue, will also be open, same hours, 1 to 3, free to the public. So you can come to Washington Avenue and visit both museums.
So the Hickory's set up more like a home.
Yes, it's the Garford home.
And then you've got, obviously, the History Center then, where you can have changing exhibits and maybe constant displays. For people who have not come in there to see that besides the new exhibit, what usually is there to greet them when they come?
All right, when you come, we always have people there to inform you how to get around, what to do, to take your $5 if you're not a member, but if you're a member, it's free. And there's about the opening of Lorain County, how it got started. You'll see, for example, the Lorain County Bell, which is a 1,400-pound bell that was once hanging in one of the early courthouses in Lorain County. You will then see the suffragette exhibit, which is the new exhibit that's in our rotating gallery on the first floor. We have elevator access. On the second floor, we have a military gallery, we have an education gallery, and we have a very large history of industry in Lorain County.
That's always a fascinating part of it. We don't always think about, we think of industry that takes place, but sometimes things get started here or were very important, and Elyria was really the beginning of some of those things, too. Interesting with cars and all things like that, too.
Yes.
Got a piece of the fountain yet? You know, the fountain on Ely Square is no longer there. I just wondered if when you're involved in a history center, you kind of have to look for things maybe that are changing to at least preserve part of something or remind people what something once was.
I'm not aware of whether we have acquired that or not, but I would think possibly there's something, yes.
Yes, well, or at least an image of things like that.
Yes.
Because that's what some people sometimes will look at. And I've seen up and down parts of the city, they'll have historic photos of what the street looked like at one particular time, just to remind people, I guess, of you're driving down here in 2019, but 100 years ago, whatever, here's what it looked like. And you go into a museum like that and kind of get more of the flavor of the actual time, what was happening there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, this is coming up on Saturday?
What are Saturday. We,
Saturday. Thank you very much. Saturday from 1 to 3.
Yes.
This is where it's sort of free for people to come in to see it. But then the exhibit will run for how long? How do you?
It will run through the end of 2020 because Ohio is celebrating this. And the actual addition to the U.S. Constitution didn't get approved until August of 2020.
Any interesting artifacts or things that kind of represent that era that you'd see there?
We have a few things. We have some political literature, for example, about women who were running for office early on. One of the things, we found out that women in Ohio, in some parts of Ohio anyway, were being elected to school boards well before they had the right to vote, because education was, of course, a woman's area
right.
to take care of the children. So that was an interesting thing. We have posters. You know, there were people, anti-suffrage too, men and women, who didn't want this to happen, thought this was a bad idea. And then there was a group of men called suffragettes who worked and supported. And think about the husbands and fathers of all the women who worked on this, who supported them in their efforts.
It's kind of a little flip of usually there's a, you know, a woman behind every power man.
Yes.
Here's these other men that are also behind some of these women that were involved
yes.
in that. But they were the face of it, as it were. So people can find out more. I guess if you want to find out more, you can also go to lchs.org.
Yes.
Get good information. Now, you mentioned also becoming a member. How do you go about doing something like that?
If you stop at the History Center, we're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 at 284 Washington Avenue. We'll be happy to help you sign up as a membership. Membership starts for an individual at $25 a year or $35 for a family, and that gives you access to all programs and events that are not fundraisers.
But does it give you an extra scoop of ice cream at your ice cream social? That's what I
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask for
that,
I think.
That's coming up later in July, right?
Yes, that comes up July 21st.
21st, but lots of activities going on, and it's a good time maybe if you have a free time during the summer to come by the Lorain County Historical Society. Again, their History Center is on Washington Avenue in Elyria, and there's other activities taking place at the Hickories throughout the year, too.
Oh, yes. We have a history camp next week.
Starts
on Monday.
Kids will be coming out for that?
Yes. We have kids that come ages 6 to 11, 5 mornings, and...
Have you been involved in those camps?
Oh, yes. I'm a volunteer at the history
so
camp.
So tell me how you kind of, I guess, you know... set up history related for kids. How does that work for the
Well, we have a really good crew in our education division, if you will, and they plan a camp around some historic theme or time period for kids, and then we do something each day, lots of activities for them. We're bringing them to see the suffragette exhibit
right.
and the 19th Amendment exhibit. Then we are also doing some Civil War history with them to find out about what it was like for soldiers in the Civil War. We have some gentlemen coming who are reenactors who will help us on those days. So we have, you know, we have a variety of things this
year. You need
year.
To get them outdoors, right? You need
yes.
to get them outside or whatever.
Yes.
To that.
We do camp at the Hickories most of the time. This year, of course, we'll be down at the History Center on Monday to see the exhibit and see some of the other exhibits, too.
It's always good to get little people young and involved in history to understand
yes.
it. Even though their history is like a decade ago, everything to them seems
yes.
so old. But to you, it just seems like yesterday. But again, if you want to find out more at Lorain, lchs.org, good place to get information on what's happening at the Lorain County Historical Society.